This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, you know what? I missed it. I never saw it, you know, back when I was in AAA. You know, they've been here a while, I guess. But no, I never envisioned that. You know, it's kind of sad to leave Oakland. As you know, as many problems as they had, you know, there's so much history there. But I think they pulled off a pretty good weekend. You know, I think they're doing a nice job with what they can do.
All right, let's focus on the on-field stuff right now. Obviously, a much better start for the team this season compared to last. And what have you noticed from the guys now in the first 15 games or so?
Well, you know, Pat, I mean, it's a good group. I think going into spring training, you know, the addition of Juan Soto, yeah. You know, is the big, you know, pickup. And so everybody's got to come together and everybody's got to form that team again. Because, you know, even you can have some great years and there's always change, right? And then, of course, he was a highlight of the offseason. So it's still, you got to come together as a team. And I think we've done that pretty good. You know, we've got some guys that are starting off the season slow with the bats, similar to last year, but we're in a much better position than we were, you know, last year this time. But it's a good team. We're strong in every area, and it should be a great year.
The early numbers can be deceiving, obviously, because if you get off to a 1-for-30 start or whatever, you look up and you see a average under 100. Do you say anything to the guys to try and make sure that they don't get deterred by that?
You know, I don't. You know what, though, Pat? I've been around the game a long time, and one thing I noticed is some guys just start slow, and you can almost write it in, because historically that's just what they do. And you can go back to spring training. Our guys play a lot in spring training, so they get a lot of at-bats, but just some guys are just slow starters. Some guys are fast starters, you know. But once everything heats up, the guys with a track record, they always – it's like what's that saying, you know, the flowers that bloom in the spring wilt in the summer. But so they – sometimes, they got to hit their stride, because you can count all the good hitters we have in our room that have done it year after year. They're going to be there in the end. They always are.
It's Masters Sunday. Do you have a prediction for how things are going to go this afternoon in Augusta?
Gosh, it's almost like it's McIlroy's year. You know, it's funny. We're down in Houston. We're staying at the hotel. He was in the coffee shop when I went in there to get some coffee. I'd always been a fan of his. I'd never seen him, so I'm kind of rooting for him in that way. An old Irishman. I'm an Irishman, but it should be a great, there's so many good, great players in there at the end. It's a little bit different now. You know, a lot of guys went off to that LIV tour, but I'm going to go with McIlroy, because that would finish off his Grand Slam, wouldn't it?
It would. What would your dream foursome be? It doesn't have to be at Augusta, just anywhere.
That I'm playing with? How about a dream foursome on a fishing boat?
Oh, all right. That's fine.
Well, I'd have to put you on there.
Because, yes.
But, you know, for bringing up that, you'll be the captain. It would be me. My wife's got to go on there, you know. She loves to fish. Her dad was a fishing guide, so she'd have to help me out there. Who might be my last one? That'd be my son. You probably think I'm going to say Donald Trump or something, didn't you?
Gibby, as always, appreciate you.
Man, it's a pleasure.